You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KDKA and KDKA-FM HD2 Pittsburgh. W261AX Pittsburgh.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Aetna Studios.
Proud to be the...
Ed Markey was there.
Freedom of speech and the right of due process are not suggestions in our country. They are fundamental rights.
ICE agents detained her 6 weeks ago. A ceasefire between India and Pakistan appears to have held overnight after the two nations accused each other of violations just hours after a deal was reached following days of cross-border military strikes. The president's about to embark on a trip to the Middle East.
President Trump this week visits Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE, but is skipping a stop in Israel amid reports that his relationship with the Israeli prime minister has soured. Newly arrived ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee denied these reports in an interview with Israel Television.
Prime Minister Netanyahu spent more time with President Trump than I have in the last couple of months. And it's a warm and personal, cordial relationship.
Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
U.S.-China trade talks have resumed in Geneva today. President Trump says good progress was made yesterday. The winning jockey at the Kentucky Derby has been suspended.
Just days after learning Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty would not be racing in the Preakness Stakes, jockey Junior Alvarado was suspended 2 days and fined $62,000 for using his riding crop on Sovereignty too many times during the race at Churchill Downs. The Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority issued its ruling after determining Alvarado whipped Sovereignty 8 times. Rules state jockeys may use their crops no more than 6 times. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Troubles continue at Newark Airport. Twice in 2 weeks, air travel controllers lost radar screens for short periods of time. United CEO Scott Kirby tells Face the Nation they've had to cut some flights.
There's less demand because there's concerns about safety. And so what we've also done is put bigger airplanes on the route. So put a larger airplane, have fewer flights, but with bigger airplanes.
This is CBS News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-921-5252. 800-921-5252. That's 800-921-5252. Are you a small business owner who needs immediate cash flow? At Swish Funding, we have flexible funding options from $25,000 to $2 million. For the best rates and terms for your business, just one application to Swish Funding gives you access to our entire network of funders, with cash in your account in as little as 24 hours. To qualify, you must be in business for at least 1 year with monthly revenue of $50,000. Apply at swishradio.com and use code RADIO. Swishradio.com, code RADIO. Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/radio. That's ethos.com/radio.
The KDKA AccuWeather Forecast is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, Pittsburgh's number one platinum preferred roofing replacement contractor. Call 412-829-7711.
Today brings a sunny and very nice Mother's Day to the area with a high of 80, followed by mainly clear skies tonight and a low of 56. Sun gives way to clouds tomorrow, and watch out for a spotty afternoon shower with a high of 75. Then a morning shower on Tuesday is followed by an afternoon thunderstorm for some, high 72. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist LaTroy Thornton, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
News Radio, KDKA, Sports.
Sports brought to you by Coombs Market with eight locations of Pittsburgh tradition. Western Pennsylvania native Donnie Kelly gets ejected in the second game as Pirate manager. Bucks gave it a ride, though, but they fell short as they lost 3-2 in 11 innings to Atlanta. Two teams again this afternoon, PNC Park, 135 first pitch, 93-7 the fan. Quarterback Derek Carr retires because of a shoulder issue with the Saints. Now it's Tyler Shuck or the possibility of Aaron Rodgers, but Derek Carr has decided to call an NFL career. In the NBA, it was Boston getting back into the thick of things in their Eastern Conference semifinals. They beat the Knicks 115-93. Knicks lead the series 2-1. And Minnesota was a winner over Golden State 102-97. Minnesota leads the series 2-1. To the ice, Washington, Carolina. Carolina gets a 4-0 win. They lead the series 2-1. Vegas, a winner, 4-3 over Edmonton. Edmonton still leads the series 2-1. At the Truist Championship, leaderboard, Sepp Straka and Shane Lowry are 14-under, good for a three-shot lead. NASCAR today races at the Kansas Motor Speedway, and the Riverhounds and Louisville fought to a 0-0 draw. More sports, 93.7thefan.com.
Did you know that now you can listen to all your favorite stations, including this one, shows and even podcasts, all on the Odyssey app? Download it now.
The following program was pre-recorded.
The following is paid for by the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
This is Tech Vibe Radio, your front row seat to Pittsburgh's technology and innovation ecosystem. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at Compunetics.com, Chorus Call at ChorusCall.com, Highmark at Highmark.com, Huntington Bank at Huntington.com, Kindling at KindlingAgency.com, PNC Bank at PNC.com, and Savier at Savier.com. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank Studios. Thank you for joining me here on Tech Vibe Radio this morning. Oh my goodness, to have you listening, it makes me so happy because we have just an amazing broadcast coming at you today. You know, we have been thick and steady at the Huntington Bank in the heart of downtown Pittsburgh, their new flagship branch on Liberty Avenue, right on the fringes of Market Square. And having a vital downtown is so important. At the Tech Council, we want our downtown to be strong and have great businesses. And when Huntington took over the old McDonald's and turned it into its flagship branch, we got pretty excited. And you know, when they open a branch, we bring the radio show out to tell the stories of the companies in downtown. But I always like kicking it off with someone at the branch to talk about what they do, because we have some great people at Huntington Bank. Like every time I get to do this, I get to meet new folks and learn about them. I'm thinking, Huntington is so blessed to have so much coolest employees. And I'm talking to Deja Mercado today.
Deja, thank you for welcoming me here to tell these stories. Sometimes I feel like I'm being a pain in the butt because I got people coming through with the branch and there's other customers. I'm like, oh, I'm in their way. But you guys are always so friendly and nice. So thank you for having me.
Of course. We love seeing new people in our branch.
Yeah.
Especially since we're brand new.
You are brand new down here. And actually, it's making such a difference for downtown. There's a wayfinding point out front, which is really cool. I just like you're bringing this whole new vibrancy here to downtown Pittsburgh. And I mean, every downtown area across the country is having its stresses after post-COVID. Like, everyone's rethinking, well, who's downtown? What's downtown? And we're slowly seeing more people coming back to downtown. I'm stuck in traffic in downtown.
That's always a complaint.
Exactly. But best of all, I can come into Huntington Bank here. And so tell me about your role here. You get to work with some really great people, and you've really performed a vital role here at Huntington Bank in this branch. Tell me about yourself and what you do here.
Well, I have been with Huntington for about 3 years.
Okay.
I started my career as a customer experience banker up at the Grant Street branch downtown Pittsburgh.
I know that branch.
So about 3 years ago on April 11th is when I started. And it's funny because it came full circle when on April 11th this year, that's when the branch closed.
That was the final because they made this the flagship branch here on Liberty Avenue. Exactly. Tell me about your day-to-day and how you work with Huntington's customers. So I feel like you get to play a really neat role. You're almost like a coach.
Absolutely.
With some of your folks. Tell me about this.
So I am a financial relationship banker as of today. And what my job entails is talking with customers about their financial history, about their relationship with their money, talking with them about anything that concerns them, a pain point.
Okay.
Being able to recommend ways to help, giving advice on budgeting, on saving money, on potentially refinancing items to lower their payments.
Right.
I get connected with other partners in the branch far as mortgage partners.
Based on what their needs are, they want a car loan or a mortgage or whatever that may be, right?
Completely need-based, but a holistic review of their finances. So we don't like to talk with customers about one specific thing. We like to dive deep into their financial life to see what their full scope is so that we can recommend things that'll really benefit them in the future.
It's such a smart thing to do because you want the full financial picture to help them make the best decisions.
Exactly.
So they're happy customers and they're doing right by them. And they know you got your back. You're not just there to get them a loan and get them out of there, but you're trying to be a helpful part of their life, right?
How can I recommend anything if I don't have the full picture?
Exactly. Well,
so,
I can tell you really love what you do and have a lot of fun doing it.
I really
just think it's great. Yeah.
One thing I can say about this area is that a lot of customers that I run into are looking to build some credit. And Huntington recently started this new secured credit card about 2 years ago. So
that
has been a huge way that I've been helping a lot of customers in this area
to build the credit history. So you do that for a couple of years, build a rep, get the mortgage and live that dream a little bit and be able to do stuff. That's so awesome. You get to have a ton of fun.
I do.
And I get to have a ton of fun because I get to tell stories here. And today I'm very excited because I have our friends from the one and only Bit by Bit, just an amazing company. They're based in downtown, of course. That's why we're talking to them. And I'm just so excited to have them stop by today, talk about how they help law firms, with cyber forensics, which is just really cool stuff. I mean, it's just like they're able to, they can crack a phone if needed, they can pull the data off if needed. Mm-hmm. Also, they can help prove a case. And it's really cool. And we're going to find out about it. So I hope you can hang out with us for the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you welcoming me here. Like I said, this is so much fun for me. And being able to talk with Bit by Bit next is going to be great. So hang in there. This has been Jonathan Kersing with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And of course, go to Huntington.com and check out all their great services they have there. And of course, talk with Deja if you're looking to start looking into your finances and see how you can build credit and things like that. So Deja, I'm ready to go. How about you?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back after this quick break. Go to pghtech.org to learn about the Tech Council.
A strong work culture is the invisible force that binds employees to each other, to the company, and to their work. It's linked to better business outcomes, happier employees, and increased retention. How we work and where we work continue to evolve in almost every way, yet our human need for connection and purpose remains. Help your employees connect and thrive by evolving your culture to support you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your team, regardless of how or where they work. So discover how the Kindling Culture Agency can transform your company's culture at sparksomethingbig.com. That's the Kindling Culture Agency at sparksomethingbig.com.
Compunetics is the leading developer of unified voice, video, and data collaboration and conferencing applications for the service provider, government, and unique workflow applications. The Summit Olympus and Evergreen platforms, driven by their encrypted user interfaces, enable powerful and secure collaboration. Combined with world-class support and innovative professional services, Compunetics delivers the right solution every time. Learn more at Compunetics.com.
Your dial is set to Tech Vibe Radio, brought to you by Compunetics, Chorus Call, Highmark, Huntington Bank, Kindling, PNC Bank, and Savvier. Here are your hosts, Audrey Russo and Jonathan Kirsting of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, coming at you from the Huntington Bank studios.
Welcome back. You are listening to Tech Vibe Radio. And it's not just Tech Vibe Radio. It is Tech Vibe coming at you from the Huntington Bank in downtown Pittsburgh in the Market Square location on Liberty Avenue. And I love being in the heart of downtown. We're just nerding out on all the cool downtown tech companies that are making Pittsburgh. And these are the companies that we need a strong city core here. And we got to have great companies here doing it. And today, I'm just particularly excited because we are welcoming John Yunus from Bit by Bit. And this is, I haven't caught up with John in a while. So it's like having good friends and family in the studio with me here today. So they've been doing this cyber forensic thing for a very long time. They were doing it before it was even cool and a thing. And now I'm just excited to catch up. So John, thank you for hanging out with me today.
Good to see you again as well. Thank you.
Yeah. And the first and foremost, you guys are anchored downtown, which is great. I just love the fact that you choose to stay downtown to do your business.
We love the downtown core. We believe strongly in it. We were in downtown since 2008 or thereabouts. Yeah. Our lease ended in 2023, and we looked all over the city, really. We looked in the suburbs, the strip, the center core. We believed in that strongly, so we stayed in Union Trust.
Like,
love that beautiful building, and happy to support it, yes, for sure.
Definitely. That's why I love being here. And I mean, they invested here as well, too, like taking the old McDonald's and turning it into this branch. I think it's just cool. Where I'm having conversations with people like you, they're building great companies here, so it all comes together as far as that is. Before we jump into things, just tell us about Bit by Bit and what you guys do so our listeners can understand, because I think what you do is so freaking cool. This is neat stuff.
Thanks very much. So our company, Bit by Bit, is staffed by attorneys like myself and computer and forensic experts. We help organizations solve challenges that often arise when law and technology intersect. So we do that in really two or three ways.
Yeah.
Digital forensics, anytime there's a phone, a computer, or a data source that needs to be investigated, we collect the data, use special tools to analyze the information and explain what happened, who, what, when, where, and how. Think CSI, but for real life.
I like it.
Yeah, we're
very
not all
cool
models. It's not a button push. You're not done in 30 minutes or less, but it's analyzing phones and computers. We also do e-discovery or electronic discovery software support. So that discipline is where lawyers have data to go through before trial. There's mountains of emails to sift through. Our technology helps them find evidence faster, has AI built into it.
Oh, yeah.
And we leverage that technology to help attorneys find evidence quicker, which saves the client's money and gets to the truth faster. Those are the two cores of our business.
Yeah, we'll nerd out on the AI stuff in a minute, because everyone's talking about AI, and to see how it infiltrates everything, I think is really amazing. But when we start off with what's going on with just the whole cyber forensics, and how technology and the law just intersect now everywhere, right? Maybe walk me through some instances of, obviously, if there's texts that have to be found, or someone was on a computer and got rid of some files or something.
Correct.
Like that. You're able to go in there and actually just rewind time a little bit and see what happened. And then you can bring that to court to then find justice.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
So we're the technical piece of that process where the companies or law firms that engage us need to find that evidence. So take the smartphone, for example. There's special software available to recover deleted information, to go to the phone and get texts that may have been deleted, to recover deleted internet searches on Safari or other social media activity. So basically what we can do is take the phone, create a forensic copy of it, and then remove all the databases from that device and then extract information that still resides there. Many times what the user thinks is deleted, it's just been moved to a different spot on the device and isn't fully overwritten yet. and this special software can be used to pull it back.
That's...
Blue Tape then take guidance from counsel to figure out what they're looking for and only pull off the things most important. Maybe it's a text conversation between a manager and a subordinate. Maybe it's a photograph that was sent to someone that shouldn't have been. Maybe it was a research on the internet that someone's interested in, and we can recover that from the phones.
Oh, I love it. And then rumor has it, you said you now have the ability to actually crack a phone now if you need to, which is, whoa, that's some powerful technology you're getting behind.
So years ago, the government would be the really one-stop shop for the ability to unlock a phone. Meaning you have a device, you want to image it, but you don't know the password. Maybe it's a case where someone's deceased and you want to get into their phone.
Exactly.
Or someone just can't remember, or someone left the company who issued the phone to them and won't cooperate. So there's software available now where you can actually connect the phone to the imaging device, and over time you can crack the phone, open the phone, so to speak. Not guaranteed. It doesn't work in every time, but it is possible.
It gives you at least a chance
and
to find evidence
when you've done it. Unlock it to find the evidence. That's correct.
How exciting is that? We're like, we got it open, and you can actually find the stuff that you need to bring your case.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. So you get to have a lot of fun doing what you're doing, because it's always got to be something different going on.
The fact patterns that come across our desks are always unique, always typically high intensity, short time frames, and a lot of stress for our clients. So for us, it's our everyday, but it is very interesting. They range the gamut from a standard case would be a trade secret examination, meaning somebody leaves an employer for a competitor, and the former employer is concerned about theft of trade secrets information.
Worse, right?
We get called in to take the computer that they used to work with, and we can tell the employer
what they were doing,
the files and folders they were interacting with, the websites they were visiting, the things they deleted, the thumb drives they were inserting, and the websites, it's a full look of someone's history on the device that helps our clients. And it's exciting. I don't want to downplay it. We see it every day, but every case is unique.
Of course, it brings different challenges. So you're always pushing the edge of what it takes to do what it is that you guys do. Hey, in case you just joined us, we are talking to John Yunus of Bit by Bit. And if you go to bitbybit.com, I'm going to give you this URL because it may not be what you think it is. It's bit-x-bit.com. Check them out because they got some amazing stuff on their site and just a great way to get in touch with them if you need their services, for crying out loud. So you were talking about AI, but from the second point of things that you do when it comes to helping lawyers sift through all sorts of data or testimony and evidence and so forth. Tell me about how you guys do this, because this is something that we've been seeing more and more in the legal field, because it is such monotonous work and it takes a lot of people to literally sift through, but we've seen the stereotypical cases where they bring in the big file cases full of stuff.
That's the old world.
You can sift through those file cases like almost instantly now. Tell us about how you work with your clients on that type of a service.
Yeah, we're excited about where the world heading here with technology. So initially, we've had a form of AI available to our clients for 5-10 years, going back to the early 2010s, where if you were tagging a document in a software platform as important, the software would learn your decisions of what's important or not based on your coding decision. Is it important for my case or not? It would then sift through the unreviewed data and then present to the attorney things the software thinks is important based on the coding choice. And it learned the coding decision as the lawyer would go through the file. But it was a very binary software. Important or not? Relevant or not? And the software would help you find relevant documents faster based on your coding preference.
Okay.
The new world, this is within the last year, so it's very new, has generative AI. Built on large language models, where you can literally put the complaint and answers, the case documents from the court in the system. Then you load the source data, meaning the client's emails, maybe it's computer images or PowerPoint presentation, what have you. And the generative AI will review the case documents, review the source data, and then tie specific data points, evidence sources to the claims and defenses in the case. It'll just first pass review of the lawsuit for the attorneys. Then the attorney comes and quality checks.
Of course.
Software.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's something where I think people sometimes want to go too far and they say, oh, it's just going to take over for humans.
Not at all.
It's making a first pass that would take hours and hours and lots of people to, usually within seconds sometimes, bring this. So then the lawyer can then really put their smarts on the things that Gen AI is bringing up. And it's probably finding things that potentially a human wouldn't find as well, which is pretty amazing.
To that point, Jonathan, so the research shows that a typical human review, will find about 70 to 75%, maybe 80% of relevant documents in corpus, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
This new tech is showing 90% or more finding relevant documents. So
there
it's actually a little better. And then you still have lawyers coming in and checking in. And this is unlike, you may see in the news, some attorneys are using like ChatGPT to find case law. and some lawyers are getting sanctioned for using made-up cases in their briefs.
Yes.
This isn't that.
No.
This is a closed-source algorithm system.
It's only pulling in what you fed it.
Correct.
It's not going out into the wild trying to find stuff and say this exists, because that's dangerous stuff.
One recent example to give you metrics and speed.
Yeah,
we had a case. We had 35,000 documents, and within a day, it was all reviewed by the GenAI system.
Oh my goodness, John, that is
insane. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think about, it would take a human, I'd say you had five people, they'd have to look through 7,000 documents.
Yep.
That would take a month.
Yeah, easy.
More.
Yeah. A typical review is 60 documents an hour, maybe 50. So
is it?
Do the math.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. See, that's why I get so excited about technology.
Yes.
And how it helps your business. You can help people save money. You can be law firms, can be more efficient.
Yes.
Like that to me is just very exciting. And this is driving your growth. You guys are adding people and you've got like people working in other states now too. I love seeing bit by bit growing out. Tell me about what's driving some growth for you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So when I joined the enterprise in 2020, we had about 7 folks. Now we're up to 13.
Yes.
So about half in downtown in our beautiful offices in Union Trust. And we have other half of the team spread out throughout the US. So we have colleagues in Utah, a couple in Texas, Florida, and Virginia. It does a couple things for us. One, the technology is in the cloud, some of it, so we can have people without boots on the ground in Pittsburgh. And two, a lot of our clients are across the country. So you might have a law firm or a law department in California needing something late in the day, or Oregon, and that's happened. And we've got people on the left side of the country able to staff.
They're still operating.
They're still on.
They're not drinking a beer yet.
Not quite yet. Yeah. So we've about doubled in size the last couple of years, looking to actually add one more person, maybe two in 2025.
I love it.
So we're hoping to do that. We're looking right now for a couple of positions to fill. And I think it's a nice solid growth. We're on a good trajectory with the technology.
I love it. Well, I know you guys have been part of the Tech Council forever. And we really enjoy watching our members grow. And we see the services that you provide and just how important they are and how you rely on technology, like this generative AI, to make things happen. It gets me really excited to see the blending of these worlds coming together. And what's even cooler is it's a Pittsburgh company that's been doing this before. It was even cool. I keep saying that because now, I mean, we see it on TV. This is how things get done. A Pittsburgh company was doing this way before and really pioneered a lot of this.
Yeah, a couple things there. One, we're proud of our Pittsburgh roots. We've been a partner of the Allegheny County Bar, our home bar association, since 2008. We've been endorsed by that organization for e-discovery and forensics since 2008 and are proud of that designation. Last year, actually, even though I'm a Pens fan, a lot of Flyers fan, we branched out to Philadelphia.
Okay, you can do that. It's
We have their endorsement as well, the Philly Bar Association.
Nice, that's very awesome. I think about Philly and what's going on there legally. You talk about
a much denser center of legal activity.
Yes.
So we're not just in Pennsylvania. We have cases all over, as I mentioned, but having the endorsements of two bar associations in your home state, we're respected.
Saying something,
the two major cities, we're really proud of that. And it shows our commitment to the legal community and our relationship with lawyers and wanting to help them learn and educate them.
It's a great story. Hey, what kind of technologies do you see kind of moving forward? We've got a couple minutes left. Just curious, what's out there? I mean, you think about the fact that you're able to now very often open a phone and that technology exists. And obviously, we see how Gen AI just keeps moving forward.
Yes.
What else do you see happening that's driving your industry?
What we're seeing is, so we usually focus on the litigation and investigation space, meaning finding evidence for a trial or subpoena. Where I see a lot of growth, though, is in the legal field outside of litigation.
Really?
Using drafting contracts that's already out there, actually.
Okay.
Helping people structure agreements, do deals. I think Gen AI will be leveraged in more commercial settings, too.
Very much so.
That's where I see the growth. It's just starting in our area. It's in its infancy, and it's going to grow there, too. But I can see it expand into non-adversarial settings to make those lawyers more efficient as well.
Do some of that very transactional stuff allows the lawyer to bring their expertise into something, not just the basic blocking and tackling and filling out a contract or generating something like that. Very cool stuff. So technology is definitely playing a driving role in the legal field. And then in the forensics world, you can do what you guys do. I think this is amazing stuff, John. I was so excited to have you be part of our show here in downtown Pittsburgh with Huntington Bank. The prime example to me with going right here in Pittsburgh, simple as that.
Happy to be here. Good to see you again. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And one more time on the website, just to make sure everyone got it. It is bitbybit.com, which is bit-x-bit.com. I didn't even screw that up, John.
Perfect.
Amazing. Sometimes I surprise myself. Oh my goodness. Great seeing you, John, as always.
You
Thanks
too.
For being here. Everybody, can't thank you enough for making us part of your Sunday morning. I love giving you, our listeners, the front row seat to companies like Bit by Bit and how they are driving innovation, change, and just vibrancy here in Pittsburgh. And I can't thank Huntington Bank enough for allowing me to do these interviews in their new flagship branch right here in downtown Pittsburgh. And please go to pghtech.org and find out all the ways the Pittsburgh Tech Council can help your tech company succeed. Then Jonathan Kirsting, have a great rest of your Sunday, everybody. thanks for geeking out with us on Tech Vibe Radio. Tune in next Sunday for more tech and innovation stories right here from Pittsburgh. Tech Vibe is brought to you by Compunetics at compunetics.com, Chorus Call at choruscall.com, Highmark at highmark.com, Huntington Bank at huntington.com, Kindling at thekindlingagency.com, PNC Bank at pnc.com, and Savier at savier.com. And we're always coming at you from the Huntington Bank studios.